Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
It's Rico Daily. I'm Adam Clark Estes. Hollywood's fascination with tech founders isn't exactly new.
You know, you really don't need a forensics team to get to the bottom of this. If you guys were the inventors of Facebook, you'd have invented Facebook.
The social network debuted in 2010, and more than one actor has donned a black turtleneck and glasses to play Steve Jobs.
We've raised the bar. And if we want to stay there, we got to risk everything.
But with the streaming wars heating up and tech skepticism spiking, three new shows have dropped on three separate platforms.
The Dropout came out on Hulu. We have Super Pumped, which is on Showtime. And then We Crashed on Apple TV.
And they're not exactly presenting a flattering portrait of Silicon Valley culture. Ronnie Mola is here to explain.
There are three shows about youngish tech founders who founded these billion-dollar startups sometime around the 2010s and have since been kicked out of their companies and roundly dismissed or hated. The Dropout is about Theranos, the blood testing company founded by Elizabeth Holmes.
The youngest billionaire in the world. Is that heady when you hear that?
You know, it's not what matters. What matters is how well we do in trying to make people's lives better.
They were going to change the world by making it so much easier for people to test their blood, but they never had hardware that actually worked. So now she's been convicted of defrauding investors.
When asked if investors had lost money because she'd misled them, Holmes replied, "Of course not."
Then there is Super Pumped, which is about Uber, Travis Kalanick. And while he didn't do anything like legally wrong, there was just endless bad behavior. There was a lot of sexual harassment of the women who worked at that company. There was taking advantage of drivers, berating drivers, and just generally spending too much money.
25, goddamn, that is a comma and a lot of fucking zeros.
Yeah, man. The total is 25 million, but that does include all room charges and the continental breakfast.
Oh, well, those are really good blueberry muffins.
We also have We Crashed, which is about WeWork, the office rental company that was supposed to raise the world's consciousness.
It's the dawn of a new age. The age of the gig economy, the solopreneur, an age where each of us is a business owner and the business is us, like Jay-Z said.
I know what co-working space is.
Well, then you know that conservatively, this is a $1 billion idea.
You know, he just wanted to grow the company and he was not mindful at all to the fact that he was wasting investors' money, that he was spending it on things like wave pools that didn't really align with, you know, being an office rental company. He also just like was a hard partying, drinking, smoke weed on company jet sort of guy.
These stories unfolded about a decade ago, but why are all these shows coming out right now and all together?
I think there's a few things going on. First of all, I think a decade or 15 years ago, we had a very different viewpoint and optimism around tech. And now it's a lot more like, okay, all these companies are in trouble for antitrust and they're violating these laws and they're hurting people. We also have all these successful books and podcasts and journalism about these three companies. So we just know all the juicy details. I think it sort of makes it like easy fodder for TV people to be like, oh, these are great stories for TV. And then finally, there's the streaming wars. You have these stories about these really wasteful and prodigal and badly behaved tech companies, but they're being made by these other tech companies who are being, in some ways, very wasteful. You know, they're competing in the streaming wars where they're spending loads of money on making more and more content to eke out a little bit more market share. And you have to wonder, like, are they getting the message of the stories that they're telling?
How do the stories about big tech that we saw, say, in the 2010s compare to the ones that are coming out today?
The Social Network and the Steve Jobs movies, those were happening when we were still a lot more in thrall of the founder. You know, there's this whole idea of the cult of the founder. They could do no wrong. They were these just genius, visionary people that lots of people looked up to. And while those movies are very critical of their founders, we just didn't hate those companies as much then. You know, we didn't know all the things they have done wrong. We also haven't gone through the social upheaval that we've had in the past 10 or 15 years where we're sort of looking at these companies differently. We're looking at society differently. We would think of Facebook back then as, you know, move fast, break things. That was like a fun coder kind of thing. And now, you know, they moved fast and broke things, and those things were sometimes people.
Well, you could argue that move fast and break things is a mentality that's still around in Silicon Valley. But with these newer companies, do we see any sort of like self-awareness play out on screen?
The filmmakers definitely went out of their way to be a little bit more aware of the collateral damage that these founders caused. You see them pull back in various instances. In Super Pumped, you don't just see Travis Kalanick, you also see an Uber driver whose car is repossessed because he's not making enough money anymore with Uber. In The Dropout, you see the cancer patients who were told they were getting blood work done and it was, you know, a lie. Also, you hear from like the women who were working at WeWork who were working for a long time for barely any pay, facing a lot of sexual harassment. There's definitely a nod to the idea that the founders aren't the most important people in the world, that there's other things going on, that there's, you know, more context. However, I'd argue that it's still about the founders.
Okay, so there are nods to the collateral damage, but you're saying they're weak nods?
Yeah, they're weak nods. Like, okay, check off the box, make sure that we say they did this bad thing, make sure we hear from so-and-so. But like, they also really go pretty far out of their way to make us sympathetic towards these founders. You know, we hear that Elizabeth Holmes was sexually assaulted at Stanford. We also see her changing her voice to that deep voice she's known for, but in the context of like, there's all these men that run the world and she's trying to fit in. You know, that doesn't mean it's okay to lie to people with cancer about whether you're actually taking correct blood samples. Then there's Adam Newman. We see him early on as this sort of struggling door-to-door salesman. He's sort of left out of like the big leagues and is sort of a joke. And so, you know, you feel bad for him. Finally, Travis Kalanick, who kind of joked to a reporter a long time ago about, you know, a women on demand service called Boober. He actually has all these women who are top advisors. So there's like more depth to him and the sexual harassment that goes on at his company. You definitely see these stories trying to make these tech founders less godlike. You know, they're bringing them down to earth, putting a lot more context in there. But, you know, while they might have like complicated the cult of the tech founder, they definitely haven't undone it.
At the same time, there's an element of this that's very meta. You have tech companies like Apple making and profiting off of a TV show about the failures of a different tech company.
Right. There's like these big successful tech companies being like, haha, we're telling the story of these smaller, less successful tech companies that tried but flew too close to the sun. But, you know, this is happening amid this other prodigal behavior in which these tech companies are tripping over themselves to spend more and more money, to make more and more content, to eke out a little bit more market share. It's almost like they're not getting the lesson of the shows that they're making, that like, you know, maybe you do have to take a step back. Maybe you should be more cautious with money and behavior and wonder why you're doing the things you're doing. So there is this sort of fun meta thing that's happening there.
Ronnie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Today's episode was produced by Taylor Macon and engineered by Melissa Pons from Hemlock Creek Productions. I'm Adam Clark Estes. Thanks for listening.